From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Two reports on the economy today show some improvement. The Commerce Department says housing construction increased 2.8% in January. It's the highest level in 6 months and a larger increase than economists expected. And the Federal Reserve reports industrial output rose in January by a more than expected 0.9%. Output of consumer goods, business equipment, and materials all climbed. Meanwhile, President Obama says the government's economic stimulus program has helped head off a second Great Depression. His comments come on the first anniversary of the Recovery Act. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Mr. Obama says because of the stimulus, some 2 million people are working today who otherwise would not be. But he acknowledged the $787 billion program remains controversial. The president blames some of that controversy on Republican lawmakers, who generally opposed the stimulus and are now trying to score what he called political points. But Mr. Obama said another reason for public skepticism is that the economy is still losing jobs faster than the stimulus can add them.
It doesn't yet feel like much of a recovery. And I understand that. It's why we're going to continue to do everything in our power to turn this economy around.
The president wants Congress to act quickly on proposals designed to encourage more hiring by small businesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Lawmakers won't be able to put tough questions to the president of Toyota in hearings next week. The company's president says he won't testify on Toyota's recent spate of automotive safety issues. And the list of issues is growing as Toyota looks into problems with the Corolla, the world's best-selling car. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Toyota's president Akio Toyoda told reporters in Tokyo that he would focus on quality management and leave the head of North American operations Yoshimi Inaba to testify before Congress. Toyoda, grandson of the company's founder, said Toyota had broken its own guiding principle, which is to build only as many cars as is needed. He added that sales financing over the past decade may have exaggerated actual demand, leading the company to expand faster than quality control could manage. Meanwhile, quality chief Shinichi Sasaki said that Toyota is looking into possible steering problems with the Corolla and is considering a recall. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Afghan commander in the Marja offensive says Taliban fighters are using civilians as human shields. With U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces now in the fifth day of their operation to oust the Taliban from their southern stronghold, the Afghan general says his soldiers have watched militants firing from behind women and children on the roofs of buildings. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 27, the Nasdaq is up 5, the S&P is up 3. This is NPR News. The Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is accusing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of spreading lies about Iran. During stops in Qatar and Saudi Arabia this week, Clinton said Iran is on its way to becoming a military dictatorship. A small plane has crashed into two homes in East Palo Alto, California. Fire officials say three people in the plane were killed. There are no immediate reports of injuries on the ground. Officials say the Cessna 310 broke apart after hitting a power transmission line. Astronauts at the International Space Station successfully opened shutters on seven windows to a new observation deck early this morning that provide panoramic views of space. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson reports.
The shutters were opened during the third and final spacewalk of Shuttle Endeavour's mission to the International Space Station. While spacewalkers floated nearby, astronauts inside the laboratory cranked open the shutters to the cupola observation deck. The cupola is part of the $380 million European-built Tranquility module that Space Shuttle Endeavour brought to the space station this mission. The cupola houses the largest window ever brought into orbit, which is 31 inches across. Shuttle Endeavour is scheduled to separate from the space station on Friday and return to the Kennedy Space Center on Sunday. Meanwhile, NASA has pushed back the launch of Space Shuttle Discovery till April because of cold weather in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
American skier Lindsey Vonn today begins her quest for five alpine medals at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Her first event is the downhill this afternoon in the slopes at Whistler Mountain. Vonn is favored to win today, even though she continues to suffer pain from a shin injury. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.